Hello there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, Linus Torvalds, of course, the inventor of the Linux operating system, released a new version of the Linux kernel very, very recently, and he threw in this little bit of information during the release that he did it on an ARM 64-bit laptop. No longer on an Intel or an AMD computer, he did it on an ARM laptop. So Linus Torvalds is moving away from x86 and moving towards ARM 64. Now, that's pretty amazing. If you want to find out more, please let me explain. So starting with some context, of course, when Linux was first written, the very, very early days, Linus only had an Intel 80386 based PC, a 386 PC. He had to access sometimes to a 486, and this was kind of the idea that he was just aiming at 386, 486, and he said that it wasn't really going to get any bigger support than that. Of course, over the years, the hardware support has exploded. In the early days, of course, you then had, you know, MIPS, and you had DEC Alpha, and you had Spark added, and now recently, of course, you've got ARM, both the 32-bit and the 64-bit ARM, as well as lots of other processors. Of course, in our smartphones, if you're running Android, you're actually running the Linux kernel at the heart of that, running on an ARM 64-bit system. But of course, the thing is that with the ARM system, it's great for mobile phones. You've got things like the Raspberry Pi, but when it comes to desktops and to laptops, the hardware that's available is pretty limited. And I've got another video on this channel saying we need ARM-based PCs. And Linus agreed and made that very statement. That's what I made that video on. Because today I could go down to any local consumer electronics store. I could buy a fridge or I could buy a PC. And it could cost me, what, $100, $200, $300, depending on what I want to pick up. I mean, literally the other day I was in a hardware store and there was a laptop. Okay, it wasn't very high performance, only had 4 gigabytes of memory, but it was under $200. It was like $150, and I was like, how can there be this laptop with an SSD in it and 4 gigs for 100? Because you want to buy an ARM-based machine, it's going to cost you much, much more than that. So we've been limited by the hardware. However, there is one laptop that exists that is very, very high performance, even though it is still quite costly, and of course that are the Apple Mac based laptops with the M1 and now the M2 processors in them. So up until Linus has mainly been using x86 based PCs and laptops, but now he's actually been able to release this version of Linux using the MacBook with an ARM 64-bit processor in it, but not running Mac OS, but actually running Linux. In fact, specifically the Asahi version of Linux, which is specifically built for the MacBooks with the M1 and the M2 processors in it. So let's see what Linus actually said. On a personal note, the most interesting part here is I did the release and I'm writing this on an ARM 64 laptop. It's something I've been waiting for a long time, and it's finally reality thanks to the Asahi team. We had ARM 64 hardware around running Linux for a long time, but none of it has really been usable as a development platform until now. And this is, again, the key thing. It's okay to have a Raspberry Pi, absolutely fantastic device. It's okay to have, you know, the Jetson Nano. It's okay to have, you know, ARM 64 servers up in the cloud from Amazon or from Google Cloud or from ever. But what we need as consumers and as developers is something we can get our hands on and use today. Now, again, the MacBook, of course, is not a cheap piece of hardware. However, it does offer amazing performance. So therefore, you can kind of say, well, if you're Linus Torvalds, certainly it's worth paying the money. But other offerings in that area, I've got whole videos here on how we need cheap ARM hardware. I'll leave links to all those videos in case it interests you. The whole dynamic here of what needs to happen in the description below. He adds more about his previous use of Apple hardware. Let's see what he says. It's the third time I'm using Apple hardware for Linux development. I did it many years ago for PowerPC development on a PPC 970, that's a PowerPC 970, and then a decade ago when the MacBook Air was the only real thin and light around, and now as an ARM 64 platform. Now this really is a seismic shift in the way that we see the ARM platform for laptops and for desktops. As I've said, servers, smartphones, tablets, this of course is well established that ARM is the leader in all those fields. What we really desperately need is some ARM-based PCs, PCs that look like PCs, you know, with a motherboard, and you can put a graphics card in it, and you can, you know, you can add more memory modules, and it doesn't cost thousands and thousands of dollars, and then you choose what SSD you put in there or whatever else you want to connect to it. It comes in a vanilla white box, and then you just go and buy it for a few hundred. That's what we desperately, desperately need, but somehow they're not happening, and it's really, really quite a disappointment. However, Apple are leading the way in bringing ARM to the consumer, and they've done that first of all, of course, with the iPhone and the iPad, and now of course with the MacBooks, and we really just need everybody else to catch up with them. He adds one more thing. Not that I've used it for any real work. I literally have only been doing test build and boot and now the actual release tagging. But I'm trying to make sure that the next time I travel, I can travel with this as a laptop and finally dog fooding the ARM 64 side 2. So clearly this is early days. He's waiting for his next travel thing, and for him that's probably quite often. He doesn't want to take an Intel laptop, an AMD laptop. He wants to take his Apple laptop with an ARM 64-bit processor inside of it, and he wants to do Linux development while he's traveling using that device. Now, what does he mean by dog fooding? Well, there is a tradition amongst software engineers that if you write something, an email client or an operating system or a game or whatever, you should be using that yourself, eating your own dog food. That's the idea. And what he's saying is that he wants to be able to also use this as a daily driver so that he can see where there are any weaknesses or problems in the Linux kernel on the ARM 64 side, because of course he has mainly concentrated on the x86-64 side for so many years. Now he wants to eat his own dog food and try it on ARM 64 and see if there are any performance bottlenecks, if there's anything that doesn't work properly, and then he knows he can concentrate on that side of the kernel as well. So that's also very positive for the Linux kernel on ARM 64, because the creator of Linux is actually going to be using it as a daily driver, so he can see, kind of go, well, actually I think I want to improve that kind of thing, or it doesn't, why doesn't that work properly, or why doesn't that work as well as it does on another platform. So great news all around. So if I an appeal to all of the hardware manufacturers out there, please, we need ARM-based PCs and laptops that don't cost $1,500. We need ARM-based PCs that are easy to buy, easy to upgrade. You can just get, you know, put in whatever graphics card you want, whatever memory you want, and we don't have to spend thousands of thousands of dollars. Please, there's no technical reason why you can't do this. And Linus is trailblazing the way, showing that it can be done, admittedly, on a slightly more expensive laptop. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. I'd love to hear your comments on ARM 64 Linux and ARM 64 Windows in the comment section below. If you like these kind of videos, please stick around by subscribing to the channel. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains, and I also have a monthly newsletter. Go over to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address, no spam, but you will get the email. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.